You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner looks at the discovery of Hot Springs, Arkansas, and how the springs were set aside and preserved in 1832.
Anyone who has ever visited a national park surely owes a debt of gratitude to the people who had the foresight to preserve it for all of us to enjoy. Today's national park system includes 391 areas, covering more than 84 million acres in every state except Delaware, and they are also found in the District of Columbia, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. They include national parks, monuments, battlefields, military parks, historic sites, lakeshores, seashores, recreation areas, scenic rivers, and trails, and also the White House. The preservation of natural wonders and places of significance helps to define what we are as a nation and what we believe to be important. Those of us in the Red River Radio region may not realize that what could be considered the first U.S. national park is just a 3-hour drive from Shreveport. Hot Springs is appropriately named because the thermal springs flow out of a natural rock formation at 147 degrees Fahrenheit. Native Americans often visited the site for its restorative powers. Later, pioneers discovered the springs nestled in the mountains and told their friends and relatives. Hot Springs is perhaps the best-known spa town in America. When Thomas Jefferson purchased Louisiana from France, he sent 4 exploration teams to identify what was in the new territory. One of these, led by William Dunbar and Dr. George Hunter, left Natchez, Mississippi, then entered the Red River before it moved up the Ouachita River. The team explored past the old Spanish Fort Miro, what is today Monroe, Louisiana, and ascended the river to its source. They reported back about the thermal springs and the mountain terrain. The hot springs were considered so important that the springs and over 2,500 acres were set aside as a government reservation in 1832. This is 40 years before President Ulysses S. Grant formally established Yellowstone as America's first national park. So it is easy to understand why Hot Springs claims it was actually the first national park. In 1877, the reserved area would be condensed to some 260 acres. The first bathhouse had been built in 1854, making the spring so popular that by the end of the 19th century, a tourist town had grown up south of and adjacent to Hot Springs Reservation. Bathhouses and luxury hotels, among them the magnificent Arlington, were constructed to cater to the tourists. In 1904, Oaklawn Park added to the tourist excitement with its first horse racing season. This little jewel of a town in the mountains attracted colorful characters, perhaps the most of whom was the gangster Al Capone. He made the town a mecca for illegal gambling operations, which were said to flourish until the 1960s, when Governor Winthrop Rockefeller put a halt to them. Some consider Hot Springs to have been a prototype for the creation of Las Vegas. Bathhouses and hot springs were operated both by private investors as well as the government. The government did not charge admission, a point of concern to the businessmen at the time. From 1922 through 1948, the U.S. Public Health Service operated a venereal disease clinic in the government-free bathhouse. It was one of the first facilities in the United States to use penicillin during and following World War II. Today, tens of thousands of people visit Hot Springs to enjoy a spa day, stay at a luxury hotel, and take advantage of the lakes and the mountain views. When I go there, I often wonder how many of today's tourists realize that they are walking in the footsteps of Indians who discovered these restorative springs, the explorers who opened the way west for expansion, the gangsters who provided it with notoriety, and people just like themselves who came to vacation in pleasant surroundings. Hot Springs is proof that across many cultures and great spans of time, for different reasons, history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.